BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's podcast, The Scott Mills Daily, the brilliant Amy Schumer joins us. Also, there's Real or No Real and what it's like to be an extra in a movie or on a TV show.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Hello. It's Tuesday. Did you catch me doing my vocal warm-ups then? I don't normally do them in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's quite a sight. Is that because you've got morning voice?
Yeah, and I really noticed my morning voice on Adele's show just then, so I need to snap out of this. It's like that newsreader that I used to work with that used to make high-pitched chicken noises. He had the deepest voice ever when reading the news. But just before he went on air, we'd go...
the 10 o'clock news!
So exactly like Anchorman.
Exactly the same. But like even 5 seconds before he would do the news, he'd be like...
the 10 o'clock news!
Incredible. Shout out to Howard if you're listening. So it's Tuesday. Found it really difficult to get up today. What is it about Tuesday? Monday, you're flying. Tuesday is just like...
Well, I think with Wednesday, you know it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Do you know what I mean? It's
like... First thing you think of,
it's something to get up for. Tuesday, I don't know, it's tricky. It's still this end of the week, isn't it?
Tuesday is meh. And also, I find when I'm doing these hours that I'm really clumsy. So what I've been doing is laying out my clothes... so that I don't disturb anyone in the house, right outside my bedroom. And obviously it's dark, so the first thing I do this morning, walk out of my bedroom and trip over the clothes that I've laid out for myself. They're not really laid neatly, they're just kind of on the floor, chucked there.
Is that how you do it then? You're planning your outfits?
I do, yeah, because I don't want to make a lot of noise in the morning.
That's a good idea.
I don't really plan it, I just pick the first thing that's like in the cupboard and go, yeah, that'll do for tomorrow. It's breakfast clothing, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Little Mix and Black Magic on BBC Radio 1. If you've not seen the video starring Little Mix, Steve Holden's going to tell you about it at 7:40. There's a great video going around, which they put on their Twitter yesterday. When you get attacked by nature.
Is it anti-Zane?
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
Because I assume everything that Little Mix does now, you're going to read into slightly. And try link it.
No, not really. I'm more interested in what Zayn's doing at the moment, like turning up at Kylie Jenner's birthday party.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, I've been watching that Blossom, because didn't he favourite one of her tweets?
Yeah, but he was there while Perry was also in LA, or maybe she was in Vegas, but fairly nearby anyway. She just went to In-N-Out and got some burgers. That's
really?
That's what I do. I hope you're all right this morning. It is Tuesday. It's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. So Real or No Real is coming up at about 10 past 7 with one of our listeners. If you ever want to be on that early, by the way, let me know. It's the game we play in the afternoon. We just give you some facts. Some of them are real, some of them are fake, and you could be on. 10 past 7. We're doing this show for 2 weeks, so we always need some more contestants. Text 81199. Don't know why I'm doing that thing with the S's this morning. I'm starting to annoy myself. Corrine's on. Who else is on? Where are you? Andrew's listening in his van. Nay is listening. He's on the way to the airport, you see. One of those people that only listens this early when it's holiday time. Got a flight at 9 to Greece. Someone has, this is Red on Twitter, has just tweeted a picture of the statue in my hometown of Eastleigh, just outside the Sainsbury's there and next to Eastleigh Market. Now, this is the statue that Chris says is of me. It's clearly a man, a railway worker from the 1800s.
I really like that it might be you. I want it to become
Stop
a tourist
telling
attraction.
People that it's me.
If you are just arriving in the UK right now by plane, let's say you're at an airport and you're looking at things to do, go visit the statue of Scott Mills in Eastleigh.
Actually do that, because Eastleigh would be glad of the tourism.
And wouldn't it be amazing if people sort of flock to it?
Not going to happen. Good morning, Kayla, who's up early because she's going on holidays today. All the holidays. Mary's on. Listening, the cats woke her up by sitting on her head. So she's just around. She's quite glad, actually. And Kaylee, good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Those are the early people that are getting in touch today.
BBC BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Chris?
It was my girlfriend's dad's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Martin. And many more.
And many more. So that was good fun. Went for a bit of lunch yesterday, sort of family lunch thing.
Did you go to the races yesterday?
I went to Windsor Races yesterday. Now, don't judge me like that, because you've done that before, because I've been there before, and you made out that I'm now some character out of Made in Chelsea or something. It wasn't like that.
Mate, you used to spray a bit of Lynx voodoo on yourself and wear a chain, and now it's gone frighteningly middle class.
That's fine. It's all good. You go there, you can have a couple of drinks, it's all fine. It's very good fun. You'd love it. In fact, I was there at one point thinking, do you know who'd love this? Scott.
I don't mind a bit of the races sometimes. I like DJing at them because it's always... it's an easy crowd because they've had all the carvers and then they do dance. They're not shy, let's say, after a day at the races. If you go on afterwards, you can play whatever you want and they will dance to it. You can play the Radio 1 News jingle and they dance to it.
Anyway, it was Martin's birthday yesterday, so we got him... it's hard to know what to buy your girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
So me and my girlfriend teamed up and we thought we'd get him something. Now, I thought this was a bit naff. And it's kind of thing that's done loads and loads of times. So we bought him one of those titles so he could become a lord. Right?
Loads of people do this.
It's a little bit naff, but it's kind of nice because it comes in a certificate and it's funny for about 10 seconds. I thought, you know, he'll take that. It's a half-decent present.
Now, let me guess. Obviously, it's a joke and he's not really a lord, but... he's a dad, so did he take it really seriously and think that he now is a lord?
He loved it. He opened it. He was like, oh, wow. Oh, this is brilliant. Now, I don't want to say to him, listen, you're not actually a lord. Like, you've got a square foot of land on some... it's a certificate, basically, saying you're a lord.
It's like the episode of The Kardashians where Scott Disick became a lord. I mean, he was probably more of a lord than Martin because he's got loads of cash. He didn't buy it off the internet, but... he went back home to America and he was like, you can call me Lord Scott Disick now. And everyone was getting really annoyed with him. But a great episode.
Yeah. Well, he loves his new title. So yesterday when we were out, he was going around everyone. Hello, I'm Lord Martin.
Oh, was he?
And he loves it.
Oh, but, getting fully involved.
Right, which is one thing. I don't mind that so much. But the worst result from this lordship title present thing is the fact that my girlfriend's mum finds it the most sexy thing ever.
Oh!
So she's like, oh, my Lord.
No, she's not.
Oh, my Lord. And everything yesterday, whenever Martin was walking about, she'd be like, oh, come here, Lord.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. And we dropped them home yesterday, and I was like, oh, this is wrong. This was not the intention with the present. It's all got weird.
Was she following around going, yes, my Lord, whatever you say?
Well, yes, and they're the kind of couple, I'm probably saying too much, but it is
it's early.
It's
fine, they won't be listening. They'll still be in bed together.
You know, he will walk past her and sort of touch her on the bum.
Oh, right, okay. So they're quite an open couple.
And I see all of this. I see this. Yeah. And she's like, oh, Lord.
Oh, no!
Oh, Lord. It's like, no, he's not an actual lord. And I'm tempted to take it back.
Right, so she's finding it quite the turn on.
Sorry. But that's the situation.
So when you dropped them off from the race day yesterday, was the mum like, let me get you inside, my lord?
Come in, my lord.
No, she wasn't. Was she really?
It's really creepy.
Oh, wow. That didn't go well, did it? Do you think the novelty's going to wear off? She's always going to be like, hello, my lord.
I hope so.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Real or no real time. Good morning, Alan.
Morning.
All right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
What's your story then, Alan, from Swindon?
My story, I'm 25 and I'm a tiler.
So you put tiles on things?
I do, yeah, walls and floors.
Oh, okay, cool. Actually, I do need someone to do that.
Yeah, now's not the time.
Is it not?
No, I don't think this is allowed.
So you're at work already?
I am, yes.
And do you listen to Real or No Real in the afternoon and think, that's easy?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do get them wrong, but majority of times I am right.
And you think you're going to be good up against Chris today?
I hope so.
Are you ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
Here's your first fact, Alan.
Last week, Sam Smith photobombed a live TV news report, but had to walk away because no one recognised him.
Oh, burn.
Oh, God.
I mean, my initial reaction is no real because... One, it's a bit odd to think that Sam Smith would find great pleasure in photobombing the news.
Oh, come on. But if you see a camera, if you see a news crew, everyone loves to do
it. No, I agree, but I just can't imagine someone as famous as Sam Smith enjoying it the same way that we would.
I think he would.
But then also, how would no one recognise him as well?
What do you think, Alan?
It's got to be no real. He's too famous not to be recognised, surely.
Yeah. So if Sam Smith walked past, no one would recognise him in Denver. Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh, I like to think he's very well known.
He is.
Yeah, but he is really well known. But the more I think about this, actually, if Sam Smith was to walk past you in the street, would you genuinely recognise him?
Yes, I would.
Now, I'm not saying that's not harsh.
But what I'm saying is you would not expect him to be photobombing a random local TV news report in Denver. So no. You probably wouldn't even think it was him. Do you know what I mean? This is a bit like the time you kind of photobombed the weather live on BBC One at Wimbledon with Carol Kirkwood.
Yeah, I guess it's a tiny bit different though, because she did at least know who I was when she turned round.
I think I've got that somewhere. Hang on.
What buffoon was in the background? Buffoon.
I love the way you just stare when she's doing the weather, like you're behind her.
Yeah.
On centre court.
I've proper waved as well.
Here it is.
Now, you can see it's pretty busy here at Wimbledon. Oh, there's Chris from Radio One. Hi, Chris.
Did you see that, Alan?
I did, yes. It was very funny.
It's one of my faves. It always cheers me up.
Yeah, it's a good video to boost your morale when you're down.
But did Sam Smith photobomb a film crew on local TV in America and then walk away because nobody recognised him?
No real.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Whoa, what?
He was waiting to play a sold-out show in Denver in the US and thought the public would find it funny if he popped up behind a live TV news report, but then got moved along because everyone thought he was an anonymous troublemaker. And here's your next real or no real fact.
When he was at high school, Hollywood A-list actor Ryan Reynolds failed drama.
You can't fail drama, can you? I mean, that's a hard one to fail.
You can fail drama, and you can still be a Hollywood superstar.
I don't think you could fail on the acting. I think it would be the coursework side of things that would fail you.
Do you think that's what let him down?
Probably.
Is Ryan Reynolds a good actor?
Yes. Good question.
He's a good-looking guy, isn't he? Everyone says he's good-looking.
Don't start that again. But yes, I would say he's a good actor.
Apart from his last film, that wasn't too good.
What was that?
It's when he could talk to the animals. I did actually tweet him telling him that it was a bad film, and the director of the film favourited my tweet.
Yes!
That's brilliant.
That's great.
Why did that happen then? So, it's a bit harsh you tweeting him to say that you didn't like the film. I suppose you're just being a critic, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But did Ryan Reynolds fail drama?
Real.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
I don't think this is real, because I think if you failed that badly at something, it would really put you off doing it. You wouldn't then carry on and become a massive Hollywood megastar. So I think no real.
That one is real.
He did fail drama. Good work, Alan. Ryan told an American magazine that he was given an F for fail in drama. And finally,
a bug has been discovered in Wikipedia, which means you can work out when a famous person has edited their own page.
Oh, dear. Now, I've got to be honest, I have never edited my own Wikipedia page. I honestly haven't.
No, but have you instructed people to edit it for you?
No, it's got a life of its own.
No, I've got a Wikipedia page. I don't know who set it up. I don't know why they would bother setting it up.
That's true. What makes people think, like, oh, I know, I'll set up a Wikipedia about that person, because anyone can do it, can't they?
Yeah. But you know what will happen now? As soon as we start talking about Wikipedia, people will be going onto Wikipedia and adding things and changing things around. It always happens.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I don't get how someone has managed to make a Wikipedia for me. And every now and then people add stuff to it and then it vanishes.
Were you quite pleased when you got a Wikipedia page?
Oh, yeah.
Were you like, yes?
Yes. I mean, it feels like I've been added to the dictionary or something like that. It feels like I'm there. Do you know what I mean? Got a Wikipedia, man.
I mean, that is quite cool.
Although my Wikipedia is slightly embarrassing. I mean, when you do see some of the stuff that I've got up to, it is, it's not great.
Oh, believe me. I mean, mine's like my CV, so therefore it is, I mean, at times quite embarrassing.
But do you have staff that keep it updated?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. You can't really police that because, like, anyone can go and change it. But please don't.
But
thank
you. It's written so formally, your one.
Yeah, but I don't, like, you never know who does them. So is there a bug that's been discovered in Wikipedia which means that you can work out if a famous has edited their own page? I really hope this is true.
I really hope this is true because there's bound to be so many famous people who do their own Wikipedia, edit it, keep it updated, worry about it, all that kind of thing. And I think a lot of reality stars as well will have instructed someone to make a Wikipedia for them. Mm-hmm.
But is there a bug? Alan, real or no real?
I don't know, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say no real.
I really hope this is real. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that round of real or no real today,
I got absolutely nothing, but Alan got 20, so good for him.
Yes, Alan.
Yeah.
See, you were right. You do win.
Well, it would have been very embarrassing if I lost, so...
Mills, I'm fascinated by your Wikipedia. I can't move away from it now. It's got every feature that you've ever done listed.
What's the one that's making you lull the most?
Well, I've just remembered Scott Cam. Do you remember that, when your flat was rigged with cameras?
Yeah, but that was good. Groundbreaking at the time, I think you'll find.
Do you remember this? What was going on with something called the Livestock Lounge?
Oh, yeah, that's when we'd get animals into the live lounge. There's a lot, isn't there?
Wow, the glory is.
Yeah. Wouldn't be allowed now. Can't even have food in there.
You had a feature called Fish Pie Sue. Oh, yes, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, you were on then. Yeah. Thanks for listening. All right, Alan, well, you have a lovely day tiling.
Oh, I'll try.
And thanks for being on Real or No Real today.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Alesso, Sweet Escape. Oh, hang on, wait for the drop. Yes? Nothing can stop us now. Okay, good. It's 7:22 on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Shout out to my friend Unlucky Gary, who is just arriving on set.
Hey?
He's going to be on telly. He's got a job as an extra on Birds of a Feather today.
Amazing.
Right, you know my friend Gary.
Mm.
Guess where the scene is set.
Is it a gay bar?
Yes!
Of course
it is. How'd you know that?
Well...
So he's following this this gay bar on Facebook, and they were like, we're looking for extras. So today he's going to be an extra in a gay bar scene on Birds of a Feather. He's well excited. He gets makeup and everything. And catering, which he's well excited about.
This could be the start of a career.
Have you ever been an extra?
I have, yeah.
On what?
It was a kids' show called Aquila.
Oh.
I was in the background of that.
Kept that quiet. I've never done that, you know.
That's proper retro, by the way.
Is it? How old were you?
It's because it was filmed at my school. I was about 10 years old. Don't know who Aquila actually do.
I'd like to know what it's like being an extra. If anyone's been in anything, like maybe we could spot you in the background or something. Can you let me know on 81199? I'm just fascinated as to what it's like. Is it a lot of waiting around?
Loads.
Right, okay. And then you what, walk past once? Do you say anything?
I was playing football in the background.
All right.
I played the role well.
How long did it take?
About a day.
Thought so.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Meghan Trainor and Charlie Puth coming up. Bear with, please don't Marvin Gaye and turn it off. It's 7:41. It's going to be number one, that. Loads of people like it. And it's 3 minutes of your life, so stay with us. Thank you. Good morning, Steve Holden.
Good morning.
You right?
Yeah, not bad.
What is going on, please?
Well, it's obviously essential that I give you an update on Kylie Jenner's 18th birthday party, which has been going on all week, but it came to a climax last night.
Hang on, is it the same party that we've been talking about now for a couple of days?
Or yes.
Or they're various different ones?
But last night was the main event, so there's been like pre-parties,
sure.
And then last night was the main one. And I'd like to think that Kylie's boyfriend, Tiger, was listening to us yesterday because we were talking about how one of his presents was basically a second-hand car that belonged to his ex-girlfriend.
That's awkward. So she turns up in this like G-Wagon, this Mercedes red, really expensive.
Ridiculous.
But then it turns out it's got the same plates as Tiger's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
What he'd done is repainted it and re-gifted it.
Of course. So he's obviously feeling a little bit guilty. So he got her another car, which this time was a white Ferrari, brand new, £200,000, because you can never have too many, dressed up in a big red bow.
That's a lot of cars for one
week.
It
really is. I mean, the party was the usual understated affair with all of the Kardashian Jenner lot. Loads of selfies. But my favourite picture is one that Kendall Jenner posted on Instagram. It's basically her in an empty kitchen store cupboard.
Oh, why?
I have no idea. She just said, I'm cooking in my kitchen, but there's absolutely nothing in the picture at all. There's no other Kardashians. There's no other people in it. It looks completely unsexy.
And what was she wearing?
Oh, my God. So she was wearing a... she started the night in a show-stopping, bejeweled couture mini dress with daring nude panels, according to somebody online.
I'm a big fan of the daring nude panel.
I don't even know what a daring nude panel is, to be fair. It's a nice dress.
What's that? Basically, it's like someone's cut a bit out, and then in that bit where it's showing your skin, you're nude.
Right, okay. Well, I'm well up for making a daring nude panel.
Would you like to have a daring nude panel?
If I undo my shirt, is that not a daring
nude
panel?
Yeah, that is. That's that basically it.
No, I'd need to cut a square out of the shirt and then some of you would be showing, and that's a daring nude panel. Can everyone stop saying nude, please, because I hate the word nude.
Move on.
And as you mentioned, Zayn was there apparently, and now Kylie has posted a pic of her new car next to a private jet.
So that sounded like nude nearly, so stop it.
Sorry, I apologise.
Her nude car.
I'll move on. I had a little giggle this morning because Little Mix were performing in America. They were singing How You Doing, and they got attacked by a giant bug stage.
This is a great video. It's on Little Mix's Twitter.
It's so good. They're live on the radio, so it's not a case of like stop start. They have to keep going. They styled it out, and it starts with who else? Jesse doing a little freestyling.
It's in just hair.
It's very funny. Yeah. It's very funny. Chaos everywhere. They've retweeted it.
Definitely a case for...
And finally, some eye roll news. There's a giant castle up for sale in Scotland. So obviously, of course, the papers think that Taylor Swift is looking to buy it.
Oh, because her boyfriend's Scottish and rich.
Of course, yeah. So it's near Perth. It's 8 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms. It's very nice. I found it on a property website this morning.
You've been looking around it.
Yeah, I had. Anyone can offer 4.6 million if they want it. Oh. It's on a couple.
Oh, I bet it's got good transport links, though.
It has. Well, it's near Edinburgh Airport, you know, so she can fly in on her jet. And again, I just love the comments that people write online. Somebody wrote, the huge kitchen is perfect for Taylor, who loves to post photos of her celeb-filled baking parties on Instagram. So that's probably the one desire that she has.
Gutted though, Chris, because on our afternoon show last week, you thought that she was moving near you.
Yeah, guy in the pub said she was moving down the road from me.
The guy in the pub says, she's moving to, where is it?
Yeah, it's like, to be fair, it's quite a posh bit. Yeah, it's about 10 minutes away, but still, technically just down the main road. I'm looking at pictures of this castle in Scotland, though.
Has it got a moat?
It's got a pool, it's got a tennis court, and it's got lots of land.
Yeah, but I'd expect a moat.
Yeah, true.
Oh, it's got a banging games room.
It has.
But that would be wasted on her, it feels to me. It's
Calvin, bring up the drawbridge. We can't let any commoners in. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Here is Amy Schumer. Hi.
Hi.
I'm ridiculously excited that you're here today.
You are?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw Trainwreck last Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m.
That's the best time to see it.
Isn't it a good time to see a film?
Just have a couple drinks at 7 a.m.
Yeah. And I was sat in the back row doing the snort laugh. You know when you find it so funny
best.
That you involuntarily snort?
The highest compliment.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It is.
I loved it so much. I snorted.
When I snort, that's a high. Yeah, you lost control. Yeah. That's really great.
This is a film that I think that guys and girls can both agree on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Everyone can relate to at least a couple of things that have happened in it.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky. You know, I'm a stand-up and on the road, it's half men, half women. So I feel like it goes for the film too.
What I enjoy as well, I see on your Twitter quite a lot, is like there'll be a daughter and a mother and a grandmother, and they one of them put 3 generations of Trainwreck.
Right, I love that. It's been so fun. People send me pictures of them seeing the movie, and I retweet them.
Yeah, I like
they're
that.
Just yeah, it's a hilarious group.
So it is something that everyone can relate to, and it's kind of a bit of a different perspective on dating, because often in these things, the girl character desperately wants to find love, and then when she does, it's like yay. But your character doesn't really want to, does she?
No, she doesn't have an interest in that at all.
And she's kind of put her barriers up quite a lot.
Right, yeah. And it's not because she thinks she's too cool. She's just, she doesn't realize it, but yeah, she's just so afraid of being hurt. She's just so sure that she'll be hurt that she doesn't even consider a relationship.
So what does she do instead for people that haven't seen it?
She spreads herself pretty thin. She drinks a lot and sleeps around.
The first thing that I snorted at was
such a strange way of putting it.
No, I love it.
Was when you, it's right at the beginning when you wake up in that random guy's house and you don't recognize where you are and you've got kind of that half squint going on, and then he tells you that you're in Staten Island and you see Manhattan out of the bedroom window across the water, and then you've got to get to work. Now, if you don't know the geography of Staten Island and Manhattan, it's a bit like going for drinks with someone in Southampton and then waking up on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, really?
Oh, thank you.
There's water in
between. We should have dubbed it for each region, because that is a pretty New York-centric joke.
Yeah.
To know what it would mean to a New Yorker to wake up in Staten Island.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will know, but a lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm in Staten Island. Because there's water in between.
To see your home across a sea of water.
So it's the same kind of idea.
Yeah. Or maybe going for a drink in Liverpool and then waking up in the Isle of Man.
Right.
Same.
I trust you.
Yeah, I'm honestly, this is...
Is there a ferry that takes you home?
This is true information.
Have to take a ferry home from a one-night stand just seems like such a huge bummer.
That's why I was snorting.
Yeah.
You have just arrived in the UK.
Yeah.
Have you been here before?
Yeah, I was here like a month ago.
Okay, so what were your first impressions?
I like it a lot. I think the guys are hot, the girls are hot. Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. We had a big movie star here a while ago, and he was like, your houses are so small, and the door frames are for little people, and the portions of food are really small. It's like, all right.
What? Yeah. No. Try living in Manhattan. I'm like the richest person I know, and I have like a one bedroom and a walk up. It's like, I don't even have a nice apartment. It's like, you can't live well there.
It's like London, though.
Yeah. I think it's a lot like London.
Have you got one of those? Have you got like a
Murphy bed?
Yeah. Have you got like a walk up ladder?
I have a walk up.
Like in Sesame Street.
It's exactly Sesame Street. And in like the Muppets Take Manhattan, yeah, my bed folds up into the wall. And then iron there.
And when will you be moving to that mansion in LA?
Well, everyone keeps saying that I'll make money on the next thing, but they've been saying that for 11 years. So I'm sure you've gotten that. You'll make money on the next thing. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
You've been in Europe over the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you get some great questions in Europe.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Because I think that they're a lot more straight to the point than us.
Okay.
More direct.
Sure. Well, when there's a language barrier, they'll just say whatever.
What's the kind of oddest question you've been asked in Europe, do you think?
Thing is, it's like I just have to kind of piece together what they're asking, you know? They'll be like, you know, so you jadapatao and you sexu? And I'm just like, okay. Yeah. Or just really rude.
You just smile.
I go, okay. I try to be polite about it, unless I feel like they're trying to be mean.
Yeah. And in Australia, you can say whatever you want there, which
I was
quite surprised about, even on the morning shows.
Yeah.
You can literally say whatever you want.
That's awesome. That's not how it is here.
It's really not.
Yeah.
No, you've got to be very careful here. In fact, you've made me really aware of myself now, because when I first met Amy... I said, I actually apologised before I even said my name. I was like, oh, sorry, I'm Chris.
Why did you say sorry?
Is that a British thing?
Yeah, it's very British to apologise constantly for no reason. Like if you walk past someone at a restaurant and you're not even in each other's way, sorry.
I
think that's, but everyone here does that. That's I think it's being polite. I don't even apologize when I should. So I feel very American.
But to apologize before you've even introduced yourself?
I love that.
I was like apologizing for you
like
having
being
to
alive.
Meet me.
Yeah, you were like, I'm so sorry that I was born and that I'm stealing oxygen. I'm sorry.
Really sorry I'm alive.
The earliest apology ever given.
I'm enjoying this chat.
Yeah, this is a great chat.
Are you enjoying it or are you just pretending to?
I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, good. Me too.
I never fake it.
No, also, and we are looking at each other in the eyes.
Yep.
So I mean it.
Right, my eyes are up here.
Okay.
My eyes are up here, Scott.
We're back with Amy Schumer in just a moment on BBC Radio 1. Please wait there.
Okay.
Stop staring at me.
I'm here. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So how did you end up having Jennifer Lawrence gatecrash your girl's holiday?
Yeah, that was, I go away with my girlfriends from high school every summer so that they'll still like me. they make me spend a lot of money on them. And yeah, and we go away and we went to the Hamptons. Mm.
Do you go there every year?
No, they grew up going there. I never liked that scene. They would like sleep head to toe and bring home strangers. Mm. And I could just do that in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But Jennifer and I have become friends. And so she was like, hey, I'm going to be in New York tomorrow. I was like, well, why don't you come here? We're going on a boat. And she was like, okay. And so she came. And my friends from high school were just freaking out. They played it really cool. My one friend, Jess. Jess is like, Jennifer, I think I should be allowed to go to the Hunger Games premiere. And we're like, Jess. Yeah, one of my friends spit out her beer. She's like, I'm a fan. I've read all the books. Like, it was just so humiliating. But Jennifer, she was very cool.
Jennifer Lawrence, crazy on that jet ski, please.
She is crazy. Okay, I drove first.
Yeah.
I was like, hang on. And I drive, you know, like a mom who rented a convertible, you know. Mm. And I'm like, woo. And then she goes, oh, can I drive before we go back? And I'm like, sure. Just Hunger Games.
Yeah.
She grew up doing it. So she's doing donuts using our own wake. Okay. Like I was screaming and then I was just sure I was going to die. I was like, okay, well, at least I know how I'm going to die. Hmm. And it'll say Jennifer Lawrence and one other died today. And that's fine. And then, so she took me back and then she took a couple of my friends out and she flipped them. She's out of her mind.
When those pictures came out of you and your friends on the boat with Jennifer, mm-hmm. everyone on social media and in the press was like, move over Taylor Swift,
yeah,
Amy Schumer and Jennifer Lawrence are squad goals.
The press is like, we can only like one woman at a time. Like, what woman do we like right now?
Mm,
We can't like two. Yeah, it's always like, is she the queen of comedy? Like, no. They're like, it's so weird that they want to just like crown.
Yeah.
One person.
I mean, I doubt you thought when you took those photos, right, I'm going to show you Taylor Swift, you and famous friends on Instagram.
I promise you that sentence has never run through my head.
No.
I promise. No, and it's so funny. They're like squad goals or something. It's
yeah,
like,
that's it.
It was me and Jennifer and then all of my friends from Long Island who are teachers and nurses. So it's like, yeah. In your face, guys.
A lot of you might know Amy from the fall that she did, the fake fall in front of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West on a red carpet.
This was the one that went down the stairs, wasn't it?
Obviously, you meant to do that, but that fall is up there in my three favourite falls of all time.
Thank you.
Because I know that you find people falling over really funny.
I love it.
I do too.
It's just so funny.
Did you planned it before or not?
No.
So that you just saw them and took the opportunity?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Very in the moment.
Did
yeah.
you hear, like, when you fell and you...
It's so funny that it became such a big thing. Like, I had no idea it was a big thing. And then because my phone died because I'm a deadbeat. And I got home and my friends were like, you're trending in Dubai. And I was like, what? Like, it's even on a show this morning, they introduced me as like the girl who fell in front. I think that was a lot of people's introduction to me, which is so funny.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
Did you hear what Kim and Kanye said? Did they make any comment? Well, they're like, oh, who's that?
No, I didn't hear.
Oh.
I don't think they said anything. I think they just kind of looked at each other like, let's get out of here. This girl sucks.
Why do you think they didn't help you up?
Because they knew I can't curse on here. They knew I was an idiot. Like, I completely respect their reaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
What stars do you think would have helped you up that day?
Anyone else. Literally every other human being on the planet.
Do you want to see my other... can I show you one of my other good falls?
I would love to see it.
Okay, have you seen the one where it's the former Prime Minister of Australia?
Oh, my word. Every time.
And Julia Gillard.
He's obsessed with this lady.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it. Do you have it saved on your phone?
Yeah, she's in India. See if you like this.
Let's see it.
Yeah, hope I haven't built it up too much.
You know why it's so funny? Because she wasn't able to catch herself at all. No. Like, her arms weren't involved. So she really just, like, face planted. Oh, and then she gets up and she's in such a nice suit.
It was quite Prime Minister.
It was quite dignified.
I'm
going
to need
until
to
then.
Take one more look at that. she's like, yes. I'm
Very,
She knows. She knows, like, oh, the heels. Oh! It's her leg goes out.
And also, you, when you hear the audio, she's like, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
Oh,
I'm
no.
the Prime Minister. I'm fine.
She probably does so much amazing work, but that's what she'll be famous for. Yeah, it's not fair.
Especially in my eyes. We've got a few questions from our listeners.
Okay, great.
To finish. Chris in Bristol, what do you want to ask Amy?
Hi, Amy. My question is, what's your favourite put down for hecklers?
Oh, well, you know what, Chris? I like to look in their eyes and see their deepest fears and insecurities. And I usually go off that. So, but it's usually that one or both of their parents didn't love them.
So that shuts them up, right?
Yeah, yeah, that gets them. I tell the bouncer, I'll say I want to buy this guy a drink, and that means throw him out. But I've only had to use that. I've only had to use that twice in my life.
Okay, Paul, what's your question?
Hi, Amy. My question is this. What is the worst backhanded compliment anyone has ever paid you?
I don't know if it's backhanded, but that I'm thick. Why does that hurt so much?
What does that mean?
That I'm sturdy, like that it looks like I could take a punch.
I have never heard that phrase.
Yeah, it was hurtful, but now I've kind of embraced it.
Okay.
Now it's kind of my thing. That's how I get brought on stage. She's thick as hell!
Right, one more. Chris, hello. What's your question?
Hello, Amy. I'd like to know when you last wore the same clothes 2 days in a row.
The last 3 days I've worn the exact same thing when we're traveling. Sweatpants with no underwear, which is disgusting.
Sure.
And
got to be comfortable on the road,
with
though,
no
right?
bra, which is also disgusting.
Chris, that sounded really like you. Really.
Definitely wasn't me. No.
I don't know, Chris.
No?
Hello, Amy.
Yeah,
I'd like to know.
It's definitely
that's
you. Did you call in earlier?
I've got to admit, I just asked me a question.
Well, because I wasn't sure. Because the thing is,
that's
I knew
so
you two
weird.
Were really going to get
so
on.
Weird.
And I was worried that I might not be able to get to ask
that's
you a question.
That's why you apologized so right away.
I just wanted to guarantee that I'd be able
that
to get
a
you
question
a question
in.
Oh, yeah. That's awkward, isn't it?
Good. So
cheers,
awkward.
Mate.
Right, everyone should go and see this film, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, and thank you for being on today, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please come back soon.
I will.
On the next thing when you earn money.
The next thing when I have some money in my thanks. Pocket. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You were right. You said that she was going to be my new favourite, and she absolutely is.
You two are very similar.
How?
There's a connection. There's a sort of, I don't know. There's a vibe between you both.
I don't think we're similar.
I think you both would get on. Very well.
Oh, God, I'd love to go.
I think if you went for a couple of drinks together.
I would absolutely, that would be my dream.
Mm.
Amy Schumer.
You're going straight in my basket.
Straight in. That is Amy Schumer. What a brilliant guest.
Yeah.
I love her.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So my friend Unlucky Gary today is being an extra on Birds of a Feather.
Why do I get the feeling that something very bad is going to go wrong for him?
Because he's Unlucky Gary. Like, you might have heard on my show, he's the one friend in our friend group where bad things happen. It's just not unlucky, just not lucky, rather. So he is in Birds of a Feather. He's been cast in a scene in a gay bar today. So he's going to sit in an actual gay bar in London. He's there now, actually. He's just been WhatsApping me. They've put some makeup on him. And then the latest message is, they're making me dress like a bear. Now, I can't remember the last time I saw an actual bear in a gay bar, but I replied, what do you mean bear like Rupert? And he's like, no, a gay bear. Now, I've just looked that up. Now, because you're like, what's a bear? The actual description, a larger, hairier man who projects an image of rugged masculinity.
Right.
That's Gary. And they've made him wear we just sent a message of him in a check shirt. Here we are.
So I particularly like extras that have to go full costume.
Yeah,
well,
I do.
Because normally with the extra roles, I think on a lot, or obviously a lot of TV shows, you're just the everyday person in the background, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, so you're just wearing what you turned up in. But they've dressed him and everything.
But yes, it looks like he's been cast in a role.
I'm really excited to hear from other people that have been extras in the past and what it's really like. I did say earlier I've not been an extra. I kind of have. I was in The Bill walking past once.
No, you had a speaking role on that.
No, that wasn't... I did speak, so I'm not an extra, right?
Yeah.
Or are there speaking extras as well?
I think you're a bit different. It's a bit like when you were on Hollyoaks, even though you were on for such a small amount.
Can we not bring that
and
up
you
again?
You can find that video on YouTube
right,
if you want to
I'm taking you off now so no one can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, that did happen on Hollyoaks.
Hello?
You're not on?
Put me on.
Hello, James!
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, you're right?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. What was your extra experience?
So I was in the Theory of Everything with Professor Stephen Hawking, a.k.a. Eddie Redmayne, and I had to play an audience member, so I had to repeatedly stand up and sit down and clap and look like I was really enthused by Professor Hawking's speech.
You're in the Theory of Everything?
Yes, that's my starring role.
Wow. Claim to fame. That's incredible, though. That's going to be with you for the rest of your life. You can show everyone that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's some kind of award-winning film. I think it got good reviews.
Quite big.
Yeah, but you can share the credit for that as well. If it wins awards, you know, that's partly down to you.
It's already won them.
And I'm in the fourth row, and you can see me.
Okay, what am I looking out for? Because I'm going to watch it today now.
So I'm in green, which is not made that helpful.
Ew, who made that decision?
Scene, yeah, I know, not me. Yeah, fourth row in the final scene, clapping and blonde hair, but yeah, could be anyone to be fair.
All right, yeah, but you'll be the one in green.
I'll be the one in green, that's right.
How long were you there for doing that?
14 hours.
14 hours.
It was supposed to be
10, but then the director decided that they needed more angles, so asked if we could stay later. Mm.
So what are you a student then?
I was.
You were. So you did it. You thought, I'll get some brilliant food because there'll be catering.
Oh, yeah, what's the food saying?
Oh, so it started off with like real bacon butties. Like they sliced off the hammy thing.
Oh, wow. Real ham.
Yeah, real meat, you know, amazing. And then we had like homemade lasagna for lunch and then like biscuits and nibbles throughout. It was amazing.
Oh, yes. Well, they kept you hydrated and fed.
Yeah. A little bit boring, but amazing.
Okay. And you had to clap and look enthusiastic in every single shot.
Every single shot, yeah. And, you know, Eddie Redmayne was doing his thing, and I think it's Daniel Stulis.
How many times do you think you did it that day?
Maybe 200.
200
it's
times?
It's a long day.
It was insane.
Wow.
It was a very, very long day. But people were sort of like fangirling around me, but I'm not really interested in sort of famouses.
What, so the extras are fangirling Eddie?
Yeah. Oh, they loved it. They were like, oh, he's from Harry Potter. I was like, oh, I've never seen it. I don't know. Yeah.
Good story. Thanks, James.
Yeah. Thanks.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Give it to me. I'm worth it. Know what I mean? Fifth harmony. Have you ever noticed that before in that song? It really bugs me. You'll notice it all the time now. Like, towards the end, you've just got, it's like, I'm worth it. And someone goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you had your headphones on the whole way through that song and you kept chipping in.
You know what I mean?
I was having a conversation here and you just kept chipping in with bits of that song.
All I hear. And the guy going, okay.
Yeah, that was the bit.
Fifth Harmony, Kid Ink, Worth It, know what I mean? On Radio 1, it's 8:50. Scott Mills here. Summer Mix is coming up, which I'm excited about. Loads of non-stop tunes for you from 9 o'clock, and then it's Clara Amfo. So many people have been extras in Harry Potter. So many people texting in and tweeting in. Also, thanks for mentioning the Hollyoaks thing, because loads of people have just Googled that.
Oh, it's well worth seeing, though, isn't it? Stay clear of them bad boys, Mills.
Yeah, all I'm getting now on my Twitter is, do what I said, all right? Stay clear of them bad boys. I was just a policeman in Hollyoaks, don't mention it. Hi, Claire.
Hi there.
You all right?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. What were you an extra in?
I was an extra in The Inbetweeners.
What, the film or the series?
The series. It was series 3, the first episode.
And what scene were you in, please?
So, you know, the fashion show one? The one where Simon exposes himself, shall we see? The classic, I was in that one.
That's a classic scene, right?
Very classic. I mean, we had to take the shot. I think it was about 15 times, no less.
15 times?
15 times we saw. So I think he saw, I saw a lot more than I bargained for when I turned up for the day, shall we say.
But you saw a lot more of Simon 15 times?
Yes, we did. And each time we had to keep readjusting, which he looks quite uncomfortable about, which I don't blame him.
I mean, it's got to be uncomfortable filming scenes like that.
And I think so, yeah.
Were there any girls fangirling, not you, obvs?
I mean, yeah, I was vocal because I felt like, you know, I'm here, I'm a professional, it's what I do. I was at the coffee table and Greg Davis was there. So whilst there was other girls sort of swooning and sort of being a bit giggly, do you know what I did? I marched straight up, made a coffee, went, oh, hello. thinking that I knew him.
Yeah, you don't know him. It's just you've just seen him on telly.
I don't know him, and he doesn't know me. So, I mean, I tried, and he just sort of smiled at me and walked away. So that was fun.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is there any bit that you found particularly hard?
Well, we weren't allowed to actually laugh. They put the sound on afterwards. They said, right, we really want you all to look like you're having fun, that you're laughing, it's the most funny thing we've ever seen, but you're not allowed to actually make any noise.
Well, so you've got to do a silent laugh.
Yeah, that's awkward.
We had to do a silent laugh, and I've got a really big cackle, so that was really tough.
Right, and then they put it in afterwards.
That's
really weird. All right, thank you. Love you, bye. How cool is that, being in between us?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow morning in for Grimmy from 6:30 on Radio 1. Scott Mills.